from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Another Friday in the summer, WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. What's Buzz doing over there? Ike, how we doing? Does he even listen to the show?
Spike? Fritzy?
Already throwing off the rhythm of the open.
The worst.
Holla at you, boy. Hey, Buzz, get it together.
Get it together. Listen to the show once in a while.
I don't even know what I did.
A slower pod down of the music.
Yeah. Don't pod the music down until I'm done.
I gotcha.
Too fast.
Jeez Louise.
Quick trigger Buzz.
I almost want him to do it again, but I know he's going to screw it up again.
Well, it's going to take a little while to find
Can't
it.
Do two of them.
Yeah, he's going to listen. Never mind.
So, that felt the same as I've always done it.
No.
All right. I guess not. You all saying it.
No.
Have a feel.
All right. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Chickies in South Philly is the perfect place for pregame, in-game, or a postgame snack during this weekend's homestand. It is a big start to the homestand. Mm. First of all, Diamondbacks back in town.
Boo!
Snakes in town!
Is this revenge?
No. There's
okay.
nothing that could happen that would okay. take away what happened. It's a joke.
You didn't even let me build it up.
So. No. Yeah. They're sort of, again, not to make everything about Ike's career, but they're kind of like the Panthers, where it's like that was more on us than it was like, frick the Panthers.
You think Bryce going to show up for this series? Or
he did show up in that series.
All right.
He did.
All right. So they kick off the series. Tonight is Cole Hamels' night, and Cole Hamels will be honored. Everyone's getting, of course, an 09 ring replica.
Which when you think of Cole Hamels.
And when we think of Philly's glory, we think of 2009. But in any case, that's a different discussion for a different segment. In any case, Dahl changes his number from 35 to 31 in respect for Hamels, which I think is a nice thing. And we've talked about it a bit today, and we talked about it a bit on the show the other day. But I do think that Cole Hamels, along with Utley and Rollins, by the way, but I do think that Cole Hamels should have his number retired. You know, there's a lot of debate, and every franchise is different, about whose number to retire. But to me, I think you should err on the side of retiring more numbers rather than fewer numbers, especially for momentous occasions in the team's history. 08 was a huge win and a World Series win for the Phillies, and Cole Hamels was the World Series MVP. Cole Hamels, also a homegrown player. Mm-hmm. Cole Hamels, I think, number 6 all-time in wins for the Phillies, number 6 all-time in innings. And for some reason, we have this weird place with Cole Hamels that we have with some stars in the history of Philadelphia. Donovan McNabb, I think we sort of feel the same way, where they were great here, but there is this little bit of separation between us and them. Iguodala, not on the same level as a player, but I think there was a similar thing with the fans and with Iguodala.
Did you? What?
Well, there was.
Iguodala.
There was, but it was weird. He was the best player on the team for a decade, and it was just weird.
You were rolling fine. Iguodala in the same class as Hamels and Donovan McNabb.
What I'm saying in terms of our relationship with the player. That's it.
Okay. Nola.
Nola, similar.
Okay.
And I just think
Iggy's not even in Nola's class.
I agree.
He is. I mean, Iggy's got a better shot at getting in the Hall of Fame than Aaron Nola does.
Oh, here we go.
I mean, I'm just saying.
It's a different argument.
A different argument, different time.
Different argument.
I think they should retire 35.
Yes.
I think it is the right thing to do. Obviously, they have to figure out the order of when they retire the different numbers. Maybe wait until the team's not quite as good and we need to fill the ballpark. But in any case, I do think 35 should be retired. Ike?
Yeah, I agree with you. I've thought about this. I've gone back and forth, even over the years. But I'm more leaned towards retiring Cole Hamels' number, then he doesn't deserve to have his number retired. I mean, they brought the second world championship here. That core, Hamels with the three, those four players are that era of Phillies baseball. They represent arguably the best era of Phillies baseball. I said arguably, not
arguably. Arguably. It's in the conversation. Relax, Fritz.
So if I look at the best players that represent the other era, that's arguably the best era, which is the team that's surrounding the 80s team, the best players on that team were Carlton and Schmidt, right?
Yep.
Anybody else even?
Boa. Pete Rose.
Boa. Well, Rose is not. He's out.
Sure.
For the sake of this conversation. I'm just thinking about guys who should have had their number retired. Those two have gotten theirs retired. I think these four deserve to have their number retired, including Cole Hamels.
And the other thing about Hamels is that it's not like he is.
And Boa is debatable. Would you agree, or you say no shot with Boa? Just throw out there. You're older than him, Spike.
You could make the argument.
You could make the argument. I would say no.
I would say no. I would say no.
Okay.
I would say no. I think you can make the argument, but I would say no.
Okay.
I also think his contributions to the organization passed, like after he was a player.
Oh, that matters, man.
It matters.
It matters.
Plus, 10's a great number for this team. We had Boa. We had Dalton. We had JT.
Yeah.
It's a strong number.
Have had a lot of good 10s. And the last thing I'll say about Hamels is we say World Series MVP, and, you know, I've talked a lot about Foles and Mount Rushmore and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Cole Hamels was not Nick Foles.
No.
You know, Cole Hamels.
He was actually good.
He was actually good for an extended period. I mean, he was good for a decade.
Right.
He was a rock for, aside from that 1 year, which we talk about, 09,
yep.
he actually had a longer run than I remember when I sat down and I looked at the stats. So this was not he's only just, you know, the World Series MVP. He was a great pitcher for the Phillies for a long time. 215, 592, 9494. Should the Phillies retire Cole Hamels' number? Jack, I assume you are with us on this one.
I am not. I don't think they should retire Cole Hamels' number. And it is not out of disrespect for Cole. I obviously love Cole. He brought me my first title. We can get over that, all that stuff. I just don't put him in the same class as I do Rollins, Utley, and Howard. Like, I think they are the pillars of that run. And, yes, 08 happened, and he was magical. 09 happened as well. And then they did bring in, like, Halliday, Lee, Oswald. Like, during the run from 09, 10, 11, he wasn't the best pitcher on those staffs. Like, I think to retire a number, I view it as more all-time great, super difference maker. And I think Cole Hamels is a really good pitcher. I think he's a really good pitcher. Never viewed him as an ace, and I think we're, again, overrating a championship a little bit. Like,
never viewed him as an ace.
I never viewed him as, like, an
oh,
ace.
Oh, you never viewed him as an ace.
Right.
He was an ace.
Sure.
Well, the one year they won the World Series, he was an ace.
Yes.
Yeah, he was an ace.
He got hot. Yeah. He got hot, and he went on an unbelievable heater. He did. But, like, I think we're trying to use the World Series as Cole Hamels was, like, the single reason why they won that World Series. And, like, I think the offense was the bigger reason they won that World Series. He started game one, and he was great in game one, but Utley let it off with a home run. And in game five, I mean, the game was tied. Like, it's not like he went eight shutout. It was tied, and the offense had to come through and win that. So while he's a great pitcher, while I love Cole Hamels, I think that have your number retired, you got to be an all-time great, and I just don't put him in that category.
So you said they had to go get Cliff Lee and Roy Halladay, which they did. They went and got Cliff Lee and Roy Halladay. And eventually,
yeah, not because of Cole Hamels, well, no, because of the other pitchers in the rotation.
Well, and just to look at Cole's numbers in those years. So take 09. We know 09.
We know
he was
09.
Subpar.
Yes.
Okay. 2010, Cole Hamels was 12-11, but he had a 3.06 ERA.
Mm-hmm.
The next year was 14-9 with a 2.79 ERA. The next year, 12, he was 17-6 with a 3.05 ERA.
Mm-hmm.
So the years that Cliff Lee and Roy Halladay were there, I don't know. It's not like his numbers were that different than theirs were. He wasn't a machine like Halliday was, but he was excellent in those
years. And I think my problem is, like, Hamels is the fourth best pitcher I've seen pitch for the Phillies. So I think just not whole career, just best pitchers I've seen pitch.
You're going to say Halliday, Lee?
Halliday, Lee, Wheeler, Hamels.
Okay.
So I just have a hard time. I have a hard time retiring that number. Again, great pitcher. Don't need the number retired. You want to silent retire it. I wish there was something between retiring numbers and the Wall of Fame, because I think he deserves to be in the Phillies Hall of Fame.
Right. Over the Wall of Fame.
Over the Wall of Fame.
Like, Cole Hamels should be in a place above where Mike Lieberthal is.
Sure.
Right.
And not have the number retired. I'm not in the you have to retire Cole, because I didn't feel it when he left. I didn't feel it when he retired. And to now be like, they should 100% do it, I don't feel that.
215-592-9494. Should the Phillies retire Cole Hamels' number? Two questions for you, though, Jack, on what you just said. The first thing is, you think that we overstate the championship. I know it's hard to quantify, but the other pitchers that you named did not win World Series MVP.
Yeah, that's what I don't get.
So how much are we supposed to count that? Because I think we should count it a lot. It shouldn't be everything, but we should certainly count it a lot.
It counts. It matters. But again, it's like Foles. Like,
he's not like Foles.
But the only reason Foles is on there is because of the Mount Rushmore. If they don't win the World Series in 08, Hamels' number isn't even close to being retired. And,
well, neither are the players.
And
hold on. Neither is Rollins, Utley, or Ryan Howard.
What do you mean?
Having their numbers retired.
Why would we retire their numbers?
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. But I also think that with Hamels, you know, when we're talking about retiring numbers, that is usually for guys that make the Hall of Fame. And I don't think he's going to really sniff the Hall of Fame.
No. He's not a Hall of Fame pitcher.
Well, again, I'll go back. See, it's not about the Major League Baseball, and they're not retiring Hamels' number. This is about what he meant to your franchise, your organization, what he did in your uniform. You drafted this young man. That's why I give him even more weight on why he should have his number retired. I mean, and God bless Roy Halladay and what he did here in the short time he was here. We retired his number without question. Without question, we retired his number because we wanted to be attached to him.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There's a guy who gave us a decade, your player, and delivered a championship for you as the ace of the staff. And he doesn't deserve to have his number in consideration to be retired? I mean, the fact that they've given his number out a couple times already is ridiculous.
That does bother me.
Little disrespectful.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the only other thing, Jack, that you mentioned was that you didn't feel it when he left.
Did you feel it in 2015 when he left?
No. But I think it's important to know that a lot of our best players, we didn't feel it when they left. You know, unfortunately, most players...
Most people didn't want McNabb's number retired.
Right. Most players, when they are... It doesn't end well for most players in most franchises. It's not like most players don't retire or leave when they're at the top of their game. And when they do, we're even more mad at them, right? Like, Worth left at the top of his game, and it actually made us mad at him for several years. So I agree with you that I didn't feel it when he left, But I also think that how we talk about him now is different than when he left. Because
way different.
Ryan Howard, too, we were, I mean, we said this the other day on the show, we were dying for Ryan Howard's contract to be over. And I feel like that was the final nail in Ruben Amaro's tenure here, was we were mad at him about the Ryan Howard contract.
Sure.
When you ask everybody about Ryan Howard, everybody feels great about Ryan Howard now.
I guess I just...
Let me guess, are we retiring Bryce Harper's number?
Well, he's going to go in the Hall of Fame as a
player. Are we retiring Bryce Harper's number?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, we will.
And this is World Series unseen. Like, we haven't won the title yet.
Well, they've retired people who haven't won a title that made the Hall of Fame.
I know, but I'm saying you already decided that we're going to retire Bryce Harper's
decided
number.
And projecting. I guess.
Your mind, but I'm saying, though, you're already okay with it.
I guess I've always been able to separate Hamels from the big three.
Yes.
And I never put him in that pillar.
I got you.
215-592-9494. Tonight is Cole Hamels' night. Should they retire 35? Rich in Havertown, you're on WIP.
Yes, I couldn't disagree with you more. I don't think any number should be retired unless they go into the Hall of Fame.
Well, Dick Allen's number is retired.
Who?
Dick Allen?
I didn't think his number should be retired either. Neither should Donovan McNabb's. Nobody in any sport, in my opinion, should have a number retired unless they go into the Hall of Fame.
Well, that's a pretty strict rule, I guess. And if you're going to have that rule, you got to have it for everybody. It does mean that you're going to retire very few numbers. And I guess how I would contend with that would say that your franchise is like that. Having the watermark be that you have to be a Hall of Famer sort of minimizes things that players can do for your franchise that aren't necessarily one of the greatest players of all time. And I think a lot of meaningful things can happen within each franchise for players that don't necessarily get into the Hall of Fame. And to me, it would be weird if, imagine this, Chase Utley gets into the Hall of Fame, Jimmy Rollins doesn't, Cole Hamels doesn't, Ryan Howard doesn't. To me, for Chase Utley to be the only one of those four to have their number retired for the Phillies would be strange.
Not for me, it's not. That's why we have a Wall of Fame.
Yeah, but there needs to be something between the Wall of Fame and get your number retired. Like, they shouldn't share the same wall as Lieberthal.
Right. Now, that's why I do agree with you, is that the whole Wall of Fame thing, you got to do something about that. But I agree with Spike in the sense that it should be about what you meant to that organization and to that city. And baseball is a sport that it's extremely hard to get in the Hall of Fame. It's not like basketball, where it is the Basketball Hall of Fame versus the NBA Hall of Fame. So they have all sorts of contributing factors when they decide to put you in the Hall of Fame as a basketball player. I think football is probably the second hardest to get in.
Yeah, it's certainly at different positions.
Right, it's even harder at some positions.
Yeah. Like, imagine if Doc didn't get into the Hall of Fame.
Right, and at that time, it was like only six safeties are even in the
Hall
of Fame.
Right.
So it wasn't a guarantee that he was going to get in.
No, absolutely not. And that's a player who, could you imagine, right.
Yeah.
So we do have one final pair of tickets to the Devontae Smith Celebrity Softball Game.
I understand Bruce Bowen's number is retired in San Antonio.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, they don't have much down there.
San Antonio?
They don't have much.
Well, it's kind of all. Well,
they won
all,
five championships in like 15
like,
years.
Hold on. Well, you can only talk about Ginobili, Parker, and Duncan,
David Robinson,
and Robinson
Duncan.
So often. That's only four.
No, you got Iceman, George Gervin.
Come on, man. Was it the 70s?
Well,
did the Spurs exist before the 90s?
All right. Jack, you can do the thing about the 30s that, but not the 70s. The 70s.
We're getting close.
That's our era.
We're getting close to disrespecting the 70s.
Yeah.
One day closer.
I don't know.
Iceman Gervin, sure, whatever.
All right.
What, Thiago Splitter?
I don't think Splitter's in there.
We're putting Thiago Splitter on there? Boris Diaw?
Boris
Diaw's my favorite NBA player. Ever.
Is it because of his body?
Dude, bad body.
Little overweight, great, fantastic mover of the basketball.
You know who's a poor man's
similar
Boris
arms
Diaw?
To you.
Yeah.
Dudley.
Jared Dudley?
Yeah.
He looks like a cartoon.
He had a thing with Ben, right?
Yep. He did.
Jared Dudley.
He did. He was on the Nets.
Jimmy Butler had to back him up.
Yeah. So we have one final pair of tickets to go to Devontae Smith's celebrity softball game, which is June 29th, Coca-Cola Stadium in Allentown. And for next question today, you'll call up with your sports point, but it is based on Jack's little, disgusting act on Wednesday when he started Philly's chance at Citizens Bank Park.
What?
So the question will be, when did you embarrass yourself?
Yes.
So, Jack, do you have another time when you embarrassed yourself?
So off the top of my head, the one that jumps out is that in third grade, I sang in a talent show, It's Complicated by Avril Lavigne, by myself.
No, you
didn't. By yourself?
I think, actually, thinking about there's me and two of my other friends. The three of us sang It's Complicated in a third grade talent show by Avril Lavigne.
That is, you sang it or
oh,
you
yeah,
lip synced?
No, full on. Liz sang it. Yeah. Yeah, we don't half ass.
Remember we had Jack do the national anthem for
that was bad, yeah.
For the that arm wrestling?
It was Rock, Paper, Scissors.
Rock, Paper, Scissors.
Oh yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
He sang the national anthem.
Very screechy.
It was at that bar near the prison.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh my God, I can't believe you did that.
Yeah.
I can't believe you sang Complicated in a talent show.
It was a hot song in third grade, man.
Yeah, it was a big song.
I've never even heard
Again,
it.
You guys were
Oh,
old.
You'd recognize it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was a big hit.
Big hit. Big hit. Avril Lavigne.
So mine is...
You were in the NFL. I was in third grade.
Okay. Yeah.
A little different.
So mine is sports related.
That was an old shot, too.
It was. Yeah. He keeps doing that. Don't worry. You'll get there eventually. If you're lucky, you get to
be
old.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I embarrassed myself several times in sports because, I wasn't really good at any of them. But when I went to high school, I was at a public school where we had gym class, but then I went to the Episcopal Academy where there was no gym class and you had to play a real sport. So it's winter time and I played ice hockey.
Ah.
Now I had never ice skated in my life, but I chose to play ice hockey. I had rollerbladed before and it was sort of similar. So I ended up doing ice hockey. So the first practice for ice hockey every year was called Captain's Practice, mm-hmm. and there were no coaches there. It was like midnight, and it was only the players. So my first practice with everyone, back when men were men, it was at the stadium in Havertown. Let me tell you, fat, freshman in high school in hockey pads, so I looked like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, unable to skate. As everyone, no coach is there to protect me.
Yeah.
I hit the ice probably 25 times at captain's practice. So
getting pummeled.
Yeah.
What was Howard at?
Oh, come on.
Daddy couldn't get you on the team?
Yeah. Daddy was at a game or something, or practice.
He's covering the Sixers, man.
Yeah, you know how it was.
All right, so you guys have heard this. Well, you may not have heard it, Spike, but Jack has heard one of my embarrassing stories. I got many of them. Here's one I enjoy telling, though. This is my freshman year, my rookie year. Out in Denver when we were getting beat by the Denver Broncos pretty bad.
I don't think I've heard this.
Yeah, so this was the year the Broncos were going for the back-to-back titles.
Yeah,
so we're out there in my rookie year. Whew, we were bad. 3-13. Just remind you, that's the type of team we were that year. I think we averaged like 10 points a game.
Dynamic offense.
Yeah, Denver was up like, I don't know, 30 points at halftime. It was like 30 points at halftime, and Terrell Davis had rushed for like, 150 in the first half and third quarter. We come in, and I try to get this fiery speech to the locker room, trying to get us going. Like
down 30.
Down 30. I'm pulling one of my Michigan State things.
Because were three-time inspirational captain or whatever.
Man, inspirational leader. Yes, yeah,
inspirational leader.
Yes, it's called. Yes, I was a three-time inspirational leader at Michigan State.
It's amazing.
And a two-time captain. I thought I could try my hand at being a leader as a rookie. And I'm doing a bunch of yelling and cursing. I'm trying to give my best fire and brimstone speech to get the guys fired up. I can't remember which bet it was, but somebody yelled out, "Man, sit your ass down."
In the locker room?
Yes.
Oh.
Shut up.
You know, he was like 35. Couldn't wait. He was on his last leg. Like,
yeah.
I just want to get over this.
Oh, man. That's rough.
24-year-old Ike.
Hey. Like,
how do you react to that?
Well, Harbaugh came over, put his arm around me and said.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
Yep.
I appreciate the effort, man. Yeah, I knew where your heart was.
Oh, yeah. You tried.
Yeah, that was I felt small moment. Yeah, that was a small moment.
Oh, right. That is rough.
That's why I never did that.
Yeah.
Like, not a leader. Lead by example guy.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Marsh Jewelers. Shop the home team and support local business. Marsh Jewelers locations in Montgomeryville, PA, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey, or marks-jewelers.com. The Twitter question, should the Phillies retire Cole Hamels' number? 62% say yes, 38% say no.
Again, if you asked this 3 years ago, I think it's flipped.
Yeah, but, you know, time heals all wounds.
Time heals all wounds.
Yeah. There wasn't any wounds. He's a great pitcher. He's great.
So retire the number.
No.
215-592-9494. Do you think that the Phillies should retire Cole Hamels' number? And next question today, tell us about a time that you embarrassed yourself. Speaking about embarrassing, free agency for the Sixers hasn't really started off all that well. Some updates about Paul George and Jimmy Butler that happened today. We will get to that next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Chickies in South Philly is the perfect place for a pregame, in-game, or a postgame snack during this weekend's homestand.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent, pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.